Whoa, Nellie. Stop those horses from escaping the barn, Jane. Those Broncos.
Those Broncos are babbling all over the field. They're babbling bad.
They stunk up the joint, is what
they
you're saying.
They totally stunk up the joint. We have a special guest today.
This is like Shades of the Old Days.
This is Shades of the Old Days.
It's very much like Shades
yes,
of the Old Days.
Yes, who's going to babble along with us? It's Jake.
Hey, Jake.
Jake and Luke and the Janerator.
Hello, everybody. This is Jake. I'm glad to be back in the saddle again.
Yeah, but you're going to be bucked off pretty soon.
Yeah. Well, I don't even know if we want to go there.
Yeah, no, we don't.
You know, it wasn't as bad as it could have been,
true.
The Rams game. And
that's
there were
true.
Actually some things that were heartening to see. Bradley Chubb, for instance.
Yeah, how many times did he sack? Three times?
Three
he
sacks.
They had three yeah. sacks. Von Miller didn't have any again.
No, he had one.
Oh, he did?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, so finally, the Vonster and the Chubby.
Yeah.
What are we going to call
the
Bradley
Chubby.
Chubb? The
well,
Chubb.
Well, you can't say the
Papa Chubby.
Chubby.
Papa Chubby? Are we going to go there?
See, it didn't take long, did it?
I know. We have gone there in the past. And we go there when we talk about Kansas City. Mahones, cajones.
Yeah. So, you know, even though we lost again.
Right.
You know, there were some heartening things.
The Rams are undefeated, mm-hmm. and we only lost by 3 points.
The defense came up. Yeah. Emmanuel Sanders effed up, didn't he?
He did.
He effed up big time.
And I think he shouldn't have been called for that unsportsmanlike
conduct. Yeah.
I mean,
really?
That was,
you don't think he should have been penalized?
No, because he was saying, yeah, I got this over, you know, he was talking trash.
And you know, in today's NFL, that's not good.
I know, but it should be allowed. I mean,
you can't hit the quarterback and you can't talk trash.
Well, can I interject my first interjection?
Yes.
Maybe.
Okay. as my dad used to say, my dear departed dad, you play like you practice. And if Vance Joseph allows that kind of stuff in practice, which apparently does, it's going to transfer onto the field.
That's a really good point.
That is a good point.
Yeah. Yeah,
that's a good point.
Well, further proof, as if we needed any, that Vance Joseph is on his way out.
Exactly.
Especially if he loses tomorrow.
Well, they said for sure in the articles that I read, if he loses tomorrow, that's it.
Really?
He's gone. He's a goner. Yeah.
Man, who do they play tomorrow?
Arizona Cardinals.
Arizona, okay. Who are
Phoenix.
1-4.
That's 1-5.
1-5.
Yeah.
And what are we?
We're two and four.
So we're twice as good as they are.
Exactly.
You would have to think.
Exactly.
Yeah, but you also would have to think that they're psyched to play the Broncos because they have a chance to win.
They have a chance for one of their runners to run for 300 yards.
Well, what's up with that, Jake? I mean, you know, what happened to our defense?
No idea at all. Is it the defensive schemes that the coach is calling? Is it the players? Is it both? I have no idea what the deal is.
963-2976, if anyone wants to call in and babble with us or give us your POV or talk trash, give us a call, 963-2976.
Katie and Kay, the only place you can talk trash on the radio.
Exactly.
In the Roaring Fork Valley.
Yeah.
So let's talk trash, Jane.
Okay.
But it's a family program.
Oh.
No cojones here.
I forgot. Well, I forgot. Who won last week, by the way? Did we have a winner?
Yes.
2023
See, I
was
got it
the
together,
score.
I got it together enough to determine who won
Good.
From last week's predictions.
Okay.
Four people predicted the Rams would win.
Okay.
Big Willie was one.
Really?
Yeah. Terry Glassnap was the second.
Okay.
And then Sarah and Felix both predicted Rams victories.
Okay.
So of those four, would you care to hazard a guess who was closest?
Yes. Sarah.
You got it.
Yep.
The oldest comes through again.
The oldest comes through again. That she's in the lead.
I think now. She is. I think she's won twice.
Yeah.
I didn't check that before airtime.
But she, I remember she did win like the week before or something like that.
Yeah.
So maybe the oldest will call today. I don't know.
Yeah.
But I know she's back from Minnesota. So hopefully, and she did. Did she send me her scores? I don't think she did. She's going to call.
So
I'm
I
sure.
guess that means she'll call, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, the Cardinals, first of all, they shouldn't be called the Cardinals because there are no Cardinals in Arizona.
No, there aren't.
The Cardinals were in Missouri.
St. Louis. It was the St. Louis Cardinals.
That's right.
And they were a baseball team.
Yeah, and football.
That's right, for a football team.
And then they moved to Arizona, and then L.A. Rams moved to St. Louis.
And then they moved back. Yeah, it's crazy.
Those venal owners.
What's venal mean?
Oh.
I don't know.
Greedy.
Greedy. Okay, I'd never heard that word before. Those greedy owners.
Yeah.
963-2976. You're listening to Bronco Babble. And I will say, because we're going to do this on Monday, Luke, right? That next week we're going to debut.
Oh, not Monday, Tuesday.
Oh, we're doing it Tuesday. But next Wednesday.
So sometime next week we will we are going to debut
the KDNK's new Bronco song, which was written by a local guy here, and we'll tell you his name once we debut it. And the Janerator contributed, and it's really good.
You think?
Yes. In fact, he suggested the song.
The hand claps?
Well, not only the hand claps, but he suggested that we go to the, once it debuts, we go to the poorhouse and we start singing, watch a Bronco game, and start singing it at the bar.
They'll think that we're cursing. Did I let the cat out of the bag?
No.
Okay.
No.
Okay.
Okay.
Good.
No, you did not.
Let's just say that if you're not listening closely, you might think that.
Right. You might think that.
Yeah. But this is a family show, right, Jay?
Exactly. So no cursing allowed.
You know, when Little Willie told us that he changed his name to Big Willie.
Right.
I was going to ask him, you know, how he went from Little Willie to Big Willie, but this is a family program.
It is.
So I couldn't ask that question.
I know. Jake, what are you doing?
Who, me?
Yes.
I'm not doing anything over here in the corner.
Well, are you going to contribute anything to this show?
No, he's going to look at his phone and shut up.
I just contributed Luke's picture onto Facebook.
Oh, wow.
I'm addicted.
You and Facebook.
I'm just addicted.
To Facebook?
Oh, yeah.
Uh-oh.
Oh, yeah. Well, it's dangerous.
Yeah. I mean, not to post pictures of my cats, but just to spout off and rant and, you know, try out material, that kind of stuff.
Try out material?
God.
Are you going to become a comic in your...
No, I don't do Facebook.
No?
No, I think it's a waste of time.
Yeah.
Unless you have a business or something. But...
You don't have any business?
Well, I do, but no one knows about it yet.
Oh.
It's a secret.
Oh.
But I don't do it for social reasons.
Is this Bronco Babble?
Yeah,
this
is
not Facebook. No, it's not Facebook Babble. 963-2976. Okay, so what do you think the Broncos can do this week that they didn't do in their last three or four games?
Nothing.
You don't think they can do anything?
I don't think, no, they got the same players, they got the same coaches, they got the same mentality, they got the same horse. Let's not blame it on the horse.
No.
No. I don't think.
Even if it is an ass.
Well, read something. Excuse me. Watch your language. The Denver Broncos made some changes to their run defense that has resulted in a horrific 3 weeks of the NFL. That's not what I meant to read. Both teams, I can't find it.
Well,
I was going to say.
I discovered something interesting. Mike McCoy is the offensive coordinator of the Arizona Cardinals.
He is?
Yeah.
Oh, so they're going to suck.
Who's Mike McCoy?
He used to be our offensive coordinator
twice
and coach.
the head coach?
No, he was the coach of the Chargers. He was not the coach of the Broncos.
Right.
Okay, thank God.
He was our offensive. He was our offensive.
That's right. He was Peyton's offensive coordinator.
Exactly. And then he left, and he came back, and they fired him.
That's right.
Because
some felt that he was undermining Vance Joseph.
Well,
that's what I read.
What I heard was his plays were too complex.
Do we have a jerk on the line?
Caller, you are on Bronco Babble. Hello.
Hello. They could improve their running game.
Yeah.
No kidding.
That's a good idea.
How do you suggest they do that?
Quit throwing the ball and hand it off.
You are really smart. Who is this?
This is an anonymous call.
It is. Oh. Okay.
And anonymous.
Do you have a prediction for tomorrow's score?
Sure. It's going to be Broncos 21 and the Cardinals 18.
Whoa. You're
throwing
good Broncos.
I'm just throwing it out there.
Is this like a last-minute victory, a last-second victory?
No, they're going to beat their butts. Good.
Oh, okay.
I hope you're right.
Huh.
That's the butt beaters.
In the first game, we had a good running game in the first two games.
Two or three games, maybe.
Didn't we?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That was the talk of the
town.
What
happened?
Okay, I'm going to go. Keep chatting.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Thanks for calling.
What happened was, like he said, they stopped handing the ball off to him.
That's,
you know,
true.
Pretty simple.
That's true. But why, I guess, is my question.
What I noticed, Jake, tell me if you noticed this, is they gave up on the running game too early. You know, they didn't have success right up front at the beginning, and then they gave up. And by that time, they were behind, so they had to pass it.
Yeah, that sounds good to
me.
In
game three?
In the last several games.
Well, okay. I think in one of maybe two games back, they were having success on the ground. And rather than keep running the ball, they started passing the ball. They didn't necessarily give up because they were doing well. They just got stupid. So I don't know. But to tell you the truth, I have not watched maybe more than about 1.5 quarters of the Broncos this year.
But you've been listening to him, right?
Off and on the radio.
I've been listening to him more than I've been watching him, only because I don't have a TV, you know?
Uh-huh.
Plus, I like Dave Logan's calling the game. You
I
know?
Do, too.
And the cool thing about the radio broadcast is that at the end of the game, Dave Logan always talks to Vance Joseph, and he always talks to Case Keenum. And you're not going to get that on the TV.
Right.
That's right.
So, you know, right after the game's over, Dave Logan is talking to the coach and the QB, and that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Yeah,
but
Dave Logan, I mean, he played in the NFL himself.
Yeah.
He was also a very good basketball player.
Uh-huh.
I think at CU.
Yeah.
So, I mean, the guy's got some props there that the other players really,
it's true.
You know, they respect.
And he's been calling the Broncos games now for 25 years.
Long time.
Yeah.
Very long time.
Yeah.
What do we think about Keenum? Do we think that he's lost his touch or he's just not being coached correctly?
I think that's what it is, Jane. They're not giving him the opportunity to do what he did so well at Minnesota last year.
What's a win?
Which was win.
Yeah. You know, what game was I just watching? It was another, was it San Francisco or... Well, I can't remember who it was because I watched several games. But their plays are so much more creative and interesting than our plays. And they score points.
Yeah.
I mean, one of them was the I was watching the – who did San Francisco just play?
Packers.
Oh, the Packers.
They lost.
Yeah. They lost, but only at the last minute did they lose.
Yep,
another. Yeah, some of those Packer plays and even the San Francisco plays were so much more creative and deceiving so that, you know, ours are just boring.
Yeah.
We don't have any good plays, offensive plays.
Well, I thought a couple of weeks ago, you know, the experts were talking about Case Keenum's mechanics, and he kept overthrowing people. Does he still have mechanical problems? Has anybody talked about that?
I haven't heard that, Jake.
I haven't either.
I heard it, I guess, somewhere. Yeah. Going back to early in the season.
Huh.
Yeah, he wasn't doing not the right leg work or throwing with the wrong arm. I don't know. Something
I guess
very
it's
basic.
Easy to get off course a little bit, sort of like pitching.
Mm-hmm. Or golf, baseball. Much like golf.
Is that our cue for our special thing?
Well, but no. Here, I'm just looking online. Here's one of the headlines. Ranking potential dates. Broncos will fire Vance Joseph. By all accounts, it's a matter of when, not if.
Well, that's what Mark Kisla said yesterday. Yeah. He said by Halloween, he'll probably be gone, unless they start winning.
Uh-huh. Right,
and I don't think you can schedule enough games to win enough, you know, in 2 weeks to turn it around.
963-2976. Well, we can't talk about the Rockies because Rocktober is no longer.
Yeah, I still haven't caught an Astros Red Sox game, but people in the know tell me that it's a really good matchup.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, the Brewers and the Dodgers. The Dodgers. I mean, no one. The scores are really, really low, and I'm an ex-Dodger fan. And we have a phone call.
Caller, you are on Bronco Babble. Hello.
Hi. So Broncos do have a lot of issues. I think one of them is the offensive line right now.
Mm-hmm.
And you guys were talking about the different plays not being creative enough. I don't think it's creative plays that they're missing. It would be nice to see a couple of good screen plays thrown in there every once in a while and finding that nice balance between the run and pass game. The mechanics of Keenum have been off a little bit, but he's been able to hit Sanders and, you know, a couple other guys down the field and make some great pass plays. But you can't just rely on that every single play. When defense knows you're going to throw the ball, they're gonna set up accordingly. You got to keep them guessing. And throwing in some screens every once in a while would be a good way to switch that up, I think.
Yeah, and screen, the Packers had a lot of screens, right? Did you watch that game?
I actually had to listen on the radio.
Okay. Well, they did.
So they did run a lot of screenplays.
Yeah, they did. Yeah.
Oh, well, I sound stupid calling in.
Well, no.
No.
We love people who love screenplays.
Yeah. Who is this?
Anonymous.
Another Anonymous?
Another Anonymous. Do you have a prediction for tomorrow's game?
I really don't. I haven't watched the Cardinals play at all, and I've only got to see about three of the Broncos games this year so far.
Uh-huh. It sounds like you're saying that it's not a matter of play calling, that it's a matter of players executing the
play. Well, executing the play, yeah. I mean, every play is designed in a way to perform successfully if executed the proper way. So,
what do you think about Vance? Do you think Vance Joseph is the problem or part of the problem?
I don't. I mean, I really don't know a whole lot about the organization. I haven't watched very much this year at all. I'm just a football fan, you know. I turn the TV on and enjoy watching a game every once in a while. I don't play fantasy football. Don't have time to keep up with, you know, different players and stuff like that. But it boils down to execution, having a strong team core, and just every play that you're running, no matter how simple it is, it doesn't have to be a complex play to be a successful play. Just execute the play that's in front of you. Make your block assignments and everyone is on the inch of the field they're supposed to be on at that time and executing properly, and that's how you get the plays performed the way you want them to be done.
Well, thank you so much for calling. We appreciate it. You
can call. Thanks for letting me ramble about the Broncos.
Oh, yeah, you can call. We're on every Wednesday from 4 to 4:30.
Well, that sounds great.
Call us back.
I look forward. I might touch in before the season's over.
Okay, thanks. Bye.
Bye-bye. A shy, anonymous boy.
Yeah.
But, you know, he had some good points.
He did.
You know, looking at the good teams around the league, it seems like on offense, there's at least one really, really good player. And Denver doesn't have that.
Caller, you are on Bronco Babble.
Hey, I'm not anonymous. This is the Otis.
Hi, Otis.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good.
Do you have an ode?
I don't have an ode, but I'll tell you what.
What?
If the Broncos win this week, I'll have an ode, and if they lose, I will definitely have an ode.
So one way or the other, you're going to have an ode next week.
One way or the other, there's going to be an ode.
Okay, that's good, because you owe us.
She owes us.
You owed
she
us.
She owes us.
Yeah.
Yeah, they haven't really been inspiring me to write an ode, you know?
Yeah,
it's true.
I understand.
Yeah. But I just have to say that I was so happy that it was back to its roots, Bronco Babble, with Jake, Jane, and Leroy.
Yeah.
Leroy.
Leroy Compton.
Leroy.
Leroy Compton right here.
Yeah. Leroy, Leroy Luke, and Jane.
That's right.
Yeah.
Yep. So
thanks.
It was a good flashback.
Good.
Yeah.
Well, what else? What do you have to say about this upcoming game tomorrow night?
You know, I watched the Cardinals last week because they played the Vikings.
Uh-huh.
And the Cardinals are also playing for their lives. They're 1-5. Their coach is on the hot seat. They're at home. They have a horrible defense. We have a horrible defense. I mean, we've allowed 200-yard rushing games back-to-back. That's just, I think that's the first time in the NFL, correct?
Right.
Yes.
Yeah, that's what I heard.
Yeah, and the Cardinals do run a lot of, they run a lot of run plays, and the Broncos are horrible at stopping the run. So, I don't know.
Doesn't look good.
I don't know.
Do you?
I mean, I saw Von Miller on TV last night talking about kicking some, can I say ass?
Yes.
Okay.
Go ahead and say it.
Going on about kicking ass, and they're going to see the best of us, and we're just going to whoop them, and so I don't know. It's tough talk, but the Cardinals played the Vikings hard. It's just that the Vikings were a much better team, so.
Okay, do you and Felix have a guess for this week?
Yeah, Felix taking the Broncos 21-17.
Okay.
And I really have been all over the place. I was picking the Cards. I'm going to pick the Broncos just because I think if they could use anything, it would be a little more positive energy right now. Maybe that is what would push them over
okay.
the top. So I will take the Broncos, and I'm going to say 23-17.
Okay. You know you won last week.
I do know I won last week. Yeah.
Congratulations.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah, thanks. Sorry to say it was at the expense of a Broncos loss, but, you know, that's kind of the way it is this year, so.
Well, thanks for calling, Sarita, Otis.
Well, it was nice to talk to all of you guys. You're doing a hell of a job. Oh, sorry. Can I say that?
Yes,
no.
You can.
No. Okay. All right. Thanks for calling.
Okay.
Thanks,
bye.
Sarah.
Who'd have thought that such a sweet Otis would have a potty mouth?
Yeah. She has a potty mouth.
She does?
Well, she can. Not. No,
she's a down-to-earth girl.
She is.
Yeah. She's an earthy girl.
Yeah. She's not usually a potty mouth.
Yeah.
So who is the Cardinals quarterback?
It's the Josh Rosen, one of the new young wonder kinds. He was from USC.
Okay, like in his second or third year?
First year.
Oh, first year.
He's a rookie.
We got to get
but
all
wait,
over that guy.
But he wasn't, Sam Darnold was
oh,
this
right.
year's.
So it was UCLA that
okay.
he was from.
Okay.
Yeah, you're right.
Okay.
You're right.
Yeah, I know.
They got to come with the heat. The heat.
You know, we have to wrap this up because the kids program at 4:30 is live, you guys. So, Jake, do you have a prediction?
Yeah, I cannot in all good conscience, you know, go with the Broncos until they show that they can win a game. And so, no, I'm going to go Cardinals 27, Broncos 10.
And Jane is...
channeling.
She's channeling.
I am going with Broncos 24, Cardinals 17.
24-17 Broncos.
Yep.
And I'm going to guess 17-14 Broncos.
Okay, so we didn't get to play what we were going to, but Jake, will you come back?
Yes, I will.
Okay, so we can...
So we can play it if your team advances.
If the Dodgers advance.
If the Dodgers advance.
We will play
we'll
this.
We'll play it.
Yeah.
Should we let the cat out of the bag?
No.
No? Okay.
What bag?
Whatever bag, you know.
Yeah. So you can come, Jake,
the
next
generator
week.
Has a new bag.
I can come next week?
Yeah, we
if
want
you
Jake
want to,
back.
Yeah.
For sure.
Because Briscoe's coming back, I think.
Yeah, he's away this time and next week, too. And then I think he's back.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. Well, I guess that's our cue to get the heck out of here.
Yeah. Thanks for listening and thanks for calling, everybody.
Yeah.
Same time, same place next week.
Thanks for tuning in.
Thanks for tuning in. Go Broncos.